If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is off today. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And since we just love baseball and going to get into the playoffs here in a few months, we have to have some more baseball questions. And today, we do have a special guest who Mike will introduce pretty soon. Poignant at this time because of what's going on in the Olympics. So we'll be definitely talking about this. One thing I did want to mention just really quickly with the Olympics, I just noticed Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles, I guess pronounce her name, very classy to cheer on Brazil's Rebeca Andrade when she beat them for the gold. They cheered her on and was very respectful. I like that. That's the way Olympics should be.
Yeah, right? I think you just nailed it. I believe that is the spirit of the Olympics.
And don't tell me your food. Sorry, go ahead.
That's definitely the spirit of the Olympics right there. Absolutely. I mean, that's summed up beautifully. It really is. I don't think there's a greater compliment towards a fellow competitor. And it's great to see stuff like that. You know?
All right. I got to let the audience know. So Mike is recording in Jacksonville, Florida, where he's had a tornado warning. And our special guest, Peyton McNabb, is in North Carolina. And she's experiencing a little bit of weather conditions. So it may be a little bit spotty. We're going to do the best we can. Mike, tell us really quickly, who is going to be our guest in the next segment?
Well, barring this tornado doesn't blow the house over, a very special young lady named Peyton McNabb. Peyton is an athlete, very bright young lady, funny, intelligent. She is the perfect person to talk about. She was a high school volleyball player in North Carolina, and she knows a little something about what it's like to compete against a transgender athlete. She's our expert, and we can't wait to talk to her.
Okay, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with my host. I'm sorry about that. Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman's off today. And Mike, please introduce our guest.
Is it Russell Jackman out on what we like to call assignments? You ever hear that when broadcasters can't be there? He's out on assignments. I love it. Yeah, no, you know, there's a lot going on in the world of sports right now, and especially with what's happening at the Paris Games, one of the biggest hot topic conversation and I should say items that's happening is the fact that there are two transgender boxers that are competing in the Olympics against women, biological women, real women. And our guest who is standing by is a very special young lady. Her name is Peyton McNabb. She actually is a ambassador for the Independent Women's Forum. Peyton was a high school senior in North Carolina, a volleyball player. Oh, by the way, a three-sport athlete, so she's a stud. She does it all. And she had quite a personal experience playing against a, quote, biological male athlete that literally, and I do say literally, transformed her life. She has unfortunately become a expert now in the subject and topic of transgender athletes. But she is standing by on her phone. Peyton, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank
y'all
so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, Edward, Peyton has got this great North Carolina accent. Yep. We talked off the air for a few minutes. Peyton, you're pretty funny, by the way.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have you. So, Peyton, we want to dive into your story in a little bit. But as you know, as the world is talking about this and Edward Brown, I'm fortunate to be his co-host along with Russell. We've been talking about this subject. It's pretty crazy. It's not only crazy, it's wacky. It's unreally unthinkable, but it's happening. Two gentlemen are actually fighting in the Olympics. I was just going to call them dudes. Are fighting in the Olympics, and it's making really. And it's an uncomfortable situation because it's an unfair playing ground. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you call them gentlemen, but they are just dudes, because I don't think a gentleman would think it's okay to beat up a woman on TV in front of the whole world. It's completely unfair, and those two dudes went into this competition and got in a ring and just punched women in the face in hopes of getting a gold medal, and we were all just supposed to watch it and think it's okay.
Yeah, in fact, Mike, why don't you, or let's let Peyton tell her story, because for our sports fans out there who may not be familiar with her name, yes. why do we have her on specifically because of this issue?
Yeah, Peyton, Peyton, you were a volleyball player, a three-sport athlete in North Carolina, and were you playing in like a playoff match or a regular season actual volleyball match against a transgender dude? And because you were playing against that dude, your life was radically transformed. Exactly what happened?
Yeah, so I was going into my senior year, excited to finish my last year and in hopes of playing one day in college as well. But went into a conference game where we were playing against a boy, and he hit me so the hit was so hard that it knocked me unconscious for about 30 seconds, and I laid on the court in a fencing position, which is how your body reacts to a brain injury. Because of that, I've had to suffer long-term effects. The doctors don't know if I'll ever be the same as I was before. My college career dreams completely ended that day on the court, and there's a lot of things that I'm having to deal with still today, and it's been almost 2 years later.
Gee.
Wow. You know, I'm going to ask you, you were obviously hurt. I have to find the right questions to ask you. It's very important. When you were in that volleyball match, did you have any idea of, A, what it would be like to go up against a boy, and could you prepare yourself? Because you know you were playing a girls' team, another opponent, all girls, but the big difference was that they had a male. Could you actually prepare for that, or does that even make sense? You know what I'm trying to say? It's just so strange. I mean, did you feel like you had to like play in this match? I mean, what about your other teammates? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, because let me interject here for a minute. I mean, if he was just, let's say, serving from the back, it might not have been, or just be a setter or something, it might not have been as big a deal. But the fact is, he was a spiker, and you were right up there. And so, you know, how could you prepare for potentially what could have been, you know, what actually did happen was that he spiked it so hard. How do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, my team, I know, and I know for a fact, my team and coaches, we all had to practice differently to prepare for this game because, I mean, it's not like it was a good team. The other girls on the team weren't that good, but, like, the boy, it was really obvious that he was the only one scoring for them. And we weren't the only school that, you know, had those concerns and had to practice differently to prepare for this game because I've spoke to tons of girls from surrounding schools and their teams had to do the same thing. And it's just completely unfair. I mean, it throws off the whole team's, Bob and what they are used to just because we're trying to even return the ball because it's coming at us so hard.
Gotcha. And have there been any lawsuits because of what happened to you?
There has not. No one will really pick it up. They say because of the injury that did happen to me, it helped pass the Fairness Women's Sports Bill in North Carolina. And that attorneys and things like that don't want to pick it up because they think that there's not really anything to go by. But, you know, although that's really great that my story did help all the girls in North Carolina, I'm still having to deal with a lot of things because the North Carolina High School Athletic Association cared more about a man's feelings than my safety.
I know, whatever happened to, you know, the feminists out there and women's rights and all that. I haven't heard of any of them, you know, except for obviously people who are against this whole transgender thing. I haven't heard of them speaking up. I mean, this whole world's gone bonkers. Tell you what, we're going to go to a break here in just a minute. We are talking with Peyton McNabb, the volleyball player who was who's playing against a team that had a transgender boy, or claimed to be one, let's put it that way, and hit the ball so hard that she took it in the face, and it wasn't just a simple little injury. I mean, it had long repercussions on it. So we're gonna go back to that for just a minute, but let's go to our first trivia question, which is a baseball question. During Babe Ruth's iconic career that ran from 1914 to 1935, how many teams did he play for? Email edward@sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. All right. During Babe Ruth's iconic career that ran from 1914 to 1935, how many teams did he play for? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike said, Russell's on assignment. That's why he's not with us. We do have a special guest. Before we do that, though, let's answer our trivia question. During Babe Ruth's iconic career that ran from 1914 to 1935, how many teams did he play for?
I definitely know two. Yankees, the Red Sox. Did he play for the Braves as well?
He did. Yeah. Was that what you were going to say, Peyton?
Well, it was three teams. Boston, the three Braves. Teams.
Yep. That's very good. See, she knows her baseball. It's funny because, if I'm not mistaken, he was drafted by Baltimore Orioles, but then he got traded even before he played to the Red Sox. All right. Mike, why don't you go ahead. You're going to make a comment.
Yeah, he grew up in Baltimore, you know. He was an orphan. And one of his greatest influences was, believe it or not, was a Catholic priest who kind of took him under his wing. Yeah. And really pretty. And yeah, I'm going to introduce our guest again. By the way, she knows sports. Peyton McNabb, I asked her, do you like sports? Because I love sports. So she may just hang out with us and talk sports besides her amazing case. But we want to thank Peyton for joining us on our show. Peyton's a very special young lady, an ambassador of the Independent Women's Forum and an outstanding North Carolina high school volleyball player, a three-sport star, and one match that forever changed her life. As she articulated, played a team that wasn't very good, but on that day, that team was led by a male, a boy, and because of his physical strength, it forever changed Peyton's life. And Peyton, you know, I didn't really articulate my question very well, but when you went into that match, and I know you said you and your team prepare differently, but when you play the match, are you just kind of going through the motions and then you're playing against this male who every now and then hits the ball, but then when he uses his physical strength, does everything kind of change, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I had been playing against this boy for a few years. He didn't really hit puberty until guys usually do. And so then it started being really more evident that this is an issue that we were actually facing, because being from rural North Carolina, this is not something that like we see ever, and we never thought we would have to be dealing with this. So we had no idea what to do. A lot of people, tell me you shouldn't have played and things like that, but this was almost 2 years ago, and if it was today, we would have just not played. But at the time, we actually had no idea what to do.
Yeah, you expected maybe in San Francisco or New York or some liberal place, but rural North Carolina, you wouldn't think so. Have you been in contact with Riley Gaines at all?
Yeah, look, I'm very blessed. She's a good friend of mine, and I absolutely love her. She's just as awesome behind the screen as she is on the screen, and she really has been such a blessing to women's sports.
I mean, and the thing is, she lost out on, some, let's say, financial accolades that sort of thing. But I mean, you took it in the chin, so to speak, in the face, because I mean, yours is more of a physical, like a real damage. I mean, what does your future look like? How serious going forward?
Yeah, like I said earlier, the doctors don't know if I'll ever be the same. My life has been changed drastically since that day. I've had to get extra help in school, and because I can't comprehend as well, I'm not doing as good as school. And I used to be like a great student, and now it's just little things like that are just so much harder for me, and they shouldn't be. And it was 100% avoidable, so I think that's why it's just so frustrating, but I believe that everything happens for a reason, and the Lord had a plan for me, so I'm just going to continue to fight the fight.
That's a great outlook. That's a really good outlook.
It's so well said.
Yeah, and I mean, you're obviously, you know, yours is a very serious injury, and you know, you look at like what happened in the Olympics, where the Italian boxer basically after 46 seconds realized, you know what, my life is potentially in danger here, so she decided to stop, which was probably smart. But can you imagine your whole life? I mean, the same thing with you. You know, Peyton, I mean, you work, you know, for years and years, you know, being in all the sports, and who knows what college, well, you know, if you were going to go into college sports, I mean, were you going to get a potentially an athletic scholarship?
Yeah, I was in line to get one for softball, mm-hmm. because that was my main sport, and I absolutely love it. It's my main sport, and I miss it so much, but I think that, or I know that the work I'm doing now has more of a purpose than that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to be grateful. And yeah, like what you were saying about the Olympics, those girls have worked their entire life to play and perform on the biggest stage of all time, really. And just for her to go out in less than a minute, because she, like you said, she did.
I mean, it just kind of makes me kind of think back, you know, to all this craziness that it's like, you know, do I get to go to, and I've said this before in the air, you haven't heard of Peyton, but I know Mike has. I mean, do I get to go to, you know, the NBA and say, I want to play in the NBA, but because I'm smaller than everybody else, everyone else has to play on their knees to make it more equitable for me? No, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous that, I know one point I was going to bring up. There was a woman, I think she was from Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken, and she was a track star, and she naturally had more testosterone, but it was totally natural. And the Olympic Committee was going to force her to take more estrogen type or anti-testosterone, whatever drugs, in order to even the playing field, so to speak, which is ridiculous, because that's the whole idea. If you're just completely natural like that, well, that's, you know, that's just how you're built. You know, like LeBron James is 6'8". He's not 6'1", you know, so you don't do something to hinder him. But for these other things, you know, just typically men have, you know, they've talked about it, that, you know, with all the bone structure and the breathing, you know, for swimming, et cetera, you know, for that boy to be able to spike the ball as hard as he can, you know, that's just a natural testosterone type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, men are just biologically made different, and that's the whole reason we have.
Title IX. Yeah.
Hey, Peyton, I got a question. When that injury happened to you, were you taken to the hospital immediately? That's A and B. I know you also suffered some paralysis as well. I mean, this wasn't just, this was a serious injury that potentially could, you know, end a life.
Went to the doctor, and with concussion protocol, they want you to stay home for a few days and see if it gets better or worse. It just kept getting better. It kept getting worse for me. My dad is an EMT, and he was.
Peyton, let me ask you a quick question here. You know, with all the craziness that's going on politically and all that, have there been any haters at all? You know what I mean? It's like, I know, like Riley had some haters, you know, when she went to San Francisco State University and all that, because she was speaking out on women's sports. Did you have any backlash at all?
Me and Riley and all the other female athletes that speak up for this every day, that's something that we have to see every day, too. I mean, we're constantly getting so much hate, publicly and privately, but you know, we know it's worth it, and we have so much support as well, and it's really just overwhelmingly more than the hate, so we just try to tune it out, because if the world's against you, then you must be right, and
yeah, exactly.
I know I'm right, and I'm doing it for a good reason, and, you know, it's not about me, it's about all the females that deserve these rights that they rightfully deserve, so We know that there's a greater
power. Why don't they just get rid of Title IX completely and just say, hey, all men and women, you know, men can play in the NBA, in the WNBA, and just get rid of all women's sports. Whoever the best person is wins. I mean, that's the whole reason why they came up with Title IX, is to separate out so that women can have their own sports, you know, for safety, and then to make the playing field even. I just, it's so funny. I'm more, Mike and I are more angry than a lot of the women are, you know?
I mean, I know, it's crazy.
Peyton, can you imagine, and, you know, you're the perfect person to talk about this. Two things. No dude has said, you know what, I'm playing in the WNBA. No dude has said, I'm playing in the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. So why not? Why not? Tennis. Why can't they?
Yeah, and tennis would be a good one.
It's hard to believe we're even having this conversation. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. What do you think about that, Peyton?
Hold on. Tell us when you get right back. We got to go to a quick break here. They have these hard breaks, so unfortunately we got to do it then. Okay, another baseball question. Okay, this one's a tough one. Who is the only player in Major League history to hit 40 home runs and collect 70 steals in one regular season? Now, you remember Canseco was the first 40-40 man.
40. Yeah,
but this is 70 steals and 40 home runs. All right, it wasn't too long ago. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits. Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest, Peyton McNabb. All right, our second trivia question, who is the only player in Major League history to hit 40 home runs and steal 70 and collect 70 steals in one regular season?
I mean, Peyton, you want to try this?
I'm going to guess.
Go ahead. It happened in 2023.
Oh.
Last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 2023.
He had 41 home runs and 73 stolen bases.
My God.
I'll just give it to you so we can move on. Ronald Acuna Jr.
Really?
Yeah. Son of a gun. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Go ahead. Mike, you were asking a question when I had to cut you off for our break.
What was I asking her? Was I? Yeah. I know what I was going to. First of all, I want to mention the fact that Peyton McNabb is our very special guest. She's a representative of the Independent Women's Forum, and she really knows this subject. We're talking about transgender male athletes competing against women, and of course, in high school, just a few years ago, she played an important volleyball match that forever changed her life and was injured against a male. But Peyton, we were talking about the fact that, you know, in the WNBA or the Women's Professional Soccer League, no male has said, you know what, I am now a dude, or excuse me, I'm now a female, and I'm going to play in the NBA. Allow me to play. First of all, Peyton, I don't think it's ever going to happen. They're never going to let it happen.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Honestly, I feel like it might get to the point of that because, we didn't. Who would have thought that they would have let men participate in women's boxing? But that's what's happening now, and that's the reality. So who knows? It looks like it's heading that way.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. It's kind of upsetting the whole. Like when people are wondering what's going on with the Olympics, that's kind of what everyone's focusing on now. Right. You know, it's like nobody really cares who did the, you know, who won the shot put, but everyone's wondering what's going on with these transgender boxers, right?
Well, yeah, and Peyton and Edward, what is it going to take? First of all, Peyton, you were hurt very badly. Is it going to take a woman being killed by a man? Because that is just, you know, that God forbid that, okay? Sure. So I pray that never happens, but we may be at that.
Actually, Peyton, I did want to ask you a question. I didn't want to forget this. Did that boy, did he ever apologize or get in touch with you?
No, he never apologized. He did reach out shortly after I spoke out for the first time at the North Carolina General Assembly, and he sent me a message on Instagram. It was really, there was no remorse in it. It was just like a hateful comment. I didn't respond, but that's the only, kind of contact we've had ever.
Wow. Is he still claiming he's a girl? I mean, it's really simple. XY chromosome or XX chromosome. But of course, in this here United States, when you have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't know the definition of a woman, nothing else surprises me, right? You know what's so funny? I think about that. You know what? It would have been so easy for her to just say, when the question comes up, I think by Blackman, the senator, when she says, you know, can you define a woman? All she had to say was someone who has XX chromosome. That would have been a very simple answer. But couldn't do it because she wasn't a biologist, right? Crazy, I tell you. Are you able to do any sports at all, Peyton?
Like you said, I was a three-sport athlete my whole life. Basketball and softball came in after volleyball. I was out the whole remainder of my volleyball season, and the injury happened at the beginning of it. So that was a really hard time for me. My parents were really worried about my mental health because I started getting super depressed, being out of what I was so excited to do. So they let me play, but my coaches were absolutely amazing. They watched me constantly. I could only do certain things, and it was just frustrating. I couldn't perform the way I had in the past, but I still wanted to finish, and I probably shouldn't have, but I did, and I'm very proud of myself that I got through those seasons, but it's just sad that I couldn't go further.
I'll bet you, I can only imagine your teammates were just ecstatically supportive of you.
I had the best girls around me. It was really sad because after I got hurt and had to be taken out, we had to put in our freshman setter who we had pulled up just for that game. And she had to go in and play for me after she just saw what happened to me. And she was shaking and crying because she was so scared.
Oh,
and it was just heartbreaking to see that. And all the girls were terrified, but they had to finish the game. And so, yeah.
You know, that's one part of the story that, you know, I don't know if anyone else has talked about. I mean, I've seen this on TV. They've shown videos of it. You know, I've watched Newsmax. You've been interviewed, et cetera. But I don't remember hearing this part of the story. Did you, Mike?
No. And I think it's so important that we're having Peyton on to share this part of the story, because there's a story within the story that, you know, further extrapolates everything. And Peyton, I think it's so important. And I know Edward and I can speak for Edward, but we're so grateful that you are on our show to help encourage people. So keep going strong, because people need to hear your story. And I really believe that you're going to be one of the true beacons of hope for women. So, you know, please keep going strong and sharing. I think you're right. God has a great purpose for you.
Thank you so much. And it's incredible what y'all are doing, even giving me and others the opportunity to share our story, because there's so many radio shows and different things like that. They're too afraid to talk about this. So I just want to thank y'all for having me and for being so strong in your belief.
No, Mike and I are real men. Men. I mean, we're not afraid.
Manly men.
Manly man. Yeah. I mean, I can't even believe that people are afraid to, you know. I know, I understand about getting canceled and all that stuff, but it's like, really? I mean, this is such a one-sided, obvious type of. There's just no excuse on the other side, and we all know that the boy didn't try to hurt you. We all know that, but that's not the issue. The issue is he shouldn't have been playing on there, on that team. It's just that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact,
so I've had, you don't know this, Peyton, but I think Mike's heard this story. So I had Tara Vandeveer on the show some years back, the Hall of Fame coach for Stanford women's basketball. And at the time, Brittany Griner was like, you know, she was the best in the league, and she was coming out and going to play for the WNBA. And I asked Tara, I said, you know, Brittany's pretty big and all that. I said, you know, if she wanted to play in the NBA and they allowed it, how do you think she'd do? And Tara was just flat out. She goes, she would get crushed. She said, those guys are so much bigger, so much faster, so much stronger. Brittany would not stand a chance. She was just very honest about it. You know, as much as we could all admire Brittany, you know, being in women's basketball. But and it's the same sort of thing here. Again, it's not, you know, people are better than others. It's just, like you said, it's just strictly a biological situation.
Yeah, no one's being mean and no one's anti-anyone. It's really just the facts. And it's always been facts over feelings in my mind. And that's really the way it should be in general, because a man's false reality in their head that they're a woman should not be more important than a woman's safety.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, obviously there's not enough trans people to have their own league. I get that, or their own team. But then, you know what? I don't have a problem with, let's say, a woman who wants to play in a man's sport, if she understands, you know, on a man's team, if she can take the risks, right? And they've had like a women field goal kickers, right? But the other way around shouldn't happen. This guy should have just played on the guy's team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, guys. Sorry.
Are you go ahead?
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I don't know. Edward, you don't know this, and Peyton, you don't know this either. But last year I did play-by-play college football for a school called, and I'm just going to tell you who they are, Valdosta State University. And they had a female kicker. She was pretty good. And to be honest with you, during one blowout game, they allowed her to come onto the field to kick an extra point. She made it. It was beautiful. It was a very nice experience. But what I'm getting at is, like, truthfully speaking, she made the team. Don't get me wrong. She has ability. She's good. But she would not be playing in a regular season game with those biological men because she was good enough to make the team. Yes, she got in. It was more like PR. But the playing field, levelly speaking, there's such a vast difference. That's just one point I want to make. Hey, Peyton, one important question. You said you were being recruited in softball. Were you a Division I player, Division II, or NAIA, or where were you being recruited?
It was like D2 and different things like that. It was like difficult because I was a three-sport athlete, so I was having to make the decision on what I would want to do, but softball was my true love, and I'm very thankful I had the opportunity to play in general, but I would have loved to continue. I was a catcher.
Oh, you're a catcher. Oh, wow. That's the most important. That's the hardest. My daughter was a third baseman. Third base.
Oh, wow.
Player. Yeah.
First
base person, yes. And she was good. It's funny, once she got to college, it was going to be more just academics. But, she still misses it and would like to play. But I could see where, when you got hit the way you did, the hand-eye coordination, it'd be a little bit too dangerous probably at this point.
Yeah, it was way too dangerous. Even the officials, I would still try to catch and stuff. And if a foul ball hit me or anything, the officials even knew about the situation and they would stop the game completely and have to get checked every time.
Yeah. Oh,
it sucked, wow. But at least I was getting to finish out, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, gotcha. Peyton, I bet you didn't play against any dudes who were playing softball, did you?
No, I didn't.
See? And what was the third sport you were playing? What you said, your three sports. But hoops?
At basketball, yeah, she's in basketball.
Wow, you're a heck of an athlete. Impressive.
I know. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to our last commercial break here, and we've had Peyton McNabb on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Stay with us because you're going to enjoy our thoughts for the day. We always have some fun thoughts for the day, okay? We always got to leave it on a high note. All right, but here's our third trivia question on baseball. Which player currently holds the most grand slams hits in Major League history? Now, we're not talking the World Series, because that I believe is Mickey Mantle. But this is which player currently holds the most grand slams in Major League history? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Peyton McNabb. All right, third trivia question. Which baseball player currently holds the most Grand Slams in Major League history?
I think yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say you're going to think I'm nuts, but at one point he was the man. Willie McCovey?
No, actually, it's Alex Rodriguez, 25 in 22 seasons. All right, Mike, you want to make a quick comment here?
Yeah, you know, the Olympics never doesn't disappoint us for a second. I want to say congratulations to the favorite of the Olympic surfing, guy from Brazil who was favored to win the gold medal, chose to leave the Olympics because the IOC forced him to remove his images of Jesus Christ on his surfboards. And he said, "You're not going to let me do it? Okay, I'm leaving." So to him, I believe that he'll receive his gold medal in heaven someday.
There you go. All right. Peyton McNabb, thank you so much for joining us on Sports Econ 101. Your story is phenomenal. And here's our thoughts of the day. So the hardest job ever is working in a bubble wrap factory. Can you imagine how much self-control you'd need? I always want to be popping those bubbles, right? And my keyboard was broken. I kept hitting the escape key, but I'm still at work. That didn't work. All right. Tune in next week to the Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir.